With 9,000 migrants arriving every day in Greece last week, Europe's leaders knew they had to make the migrants' route through the Balkans to countries like Germany work better for everyone. EU President Juncker laid out the challenge.
It cannot be that in the Europe of 2015, people are left to fend for themselves, sleeping in fields, in freezing temperatures.
He said unilateral actions taken by countries like Hungary and Croatia, which have closed borders or just driven refugees through without consultation, had to end.
The only way to restore order to the situation is to slow down the uncontrolled flows of people. The policy of waving through people to neighboring countries has to stop. People must be registered. We also need to strengthen border management.
The meat of the agreement will provide 30,000 places in Greek centres by the end of the year, with host families in the cash-strapped country taking 20,000 more. The refugees champion among European leaders, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, described how the other 50,000 would be taken care of. She spoke through a translator.
50,000 places will be made available with the help of the UNHCR. They will be the waiting and resting zones, and we'll be able to provide for the refugees along the Balkan route. We have a commitment from Greece so that the distribution mechanism, which was agreed for the 160,000 refugees within the European Union, can actually start.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, highlighted the lingering scepticism of some Balkan and Eastern European countries and asked them to put unity first.
It's absolutely vital for me that Europe, the European Union, remain a continent of asylum. That sustainability can only be possible if it becomes a project of solidarity.
But he also praised the newly inked plan for trying to create a mechanism for the orderly return of economic migrants whose lives were not at risk.
In those situations, the return to the countries of origin or to the areas of origin is absolutely normal, provided, and this was another aspect that I'm very happy was the consensus of everybody, that their dignity and their human rights are fully respected.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.